episode 469, Joy in the Ordinary.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you, friends? I have missed you. Oh, my goodness. I was running today, and I could do nothing but slow my mind down. I mean, it was going literally nonstop, and I was thinking about you. Do you have those moments that you're so engaged in things, and it's like you're on fire, you're so ignited that it's like, oh my goodness, if I could just move like, I don't know, like literally the Energizer Bunny, but be able to do things so magically that it all just happens? That was my day today, and I'm excited that you're here. Why? Because I just want to give you a big squeeze, and if I give you too big of a squeeze, then I'll start squealing because, yeah, well, the voice is still not there yet, but that's okay because you guys keep putting up with me, right? I'm so glad you do because you make me smile. Today, I wanted to give you a challenge, Joy in the Ordinary. It's kind of a weird one, I know, but if you think about this, finding that spark every day that says it feels so good to be alive, you know, that ignition, you know, where you're like, you start your car and you hear it go right at the very beginning, just that little initial kick, that's the joy that we want in every single thing that we do. What does that look like for you? Or are your expectations that things always have to be so special, like prom-like, or you have to have decorations, major celebrations, or it doesn't feel special? You see, you can find joy in the ordinary. You can make it just as special as it is. Think about a peanut butter sandwich. I know, doesn't sound real good. And if you're allergic to peanuts, well, think about, I don't know, let's just put strawberry jam on it and call it good, right? Let's just think about nothing but sugar right now, nothing but sweets with maybe some bananas on it. Oh, that just sounds so yummy. A simple peanut butter sandwich can bring you joy. You're like, really? Yeah. If you're craving something and it happens to be peanut butter, does it give you joy? Yeah, you feel better, right? So making that and eating that simple peanut butter sandwich brings you joy. What about watching your show on TV? But it really has nothing to do about the show on TV. It's the snuggle time that you get. Joy in the ordinary. Think about brushing your teeth. I know, now that's a really freaky one, isn't it? But it's something that when you brush your teeth, what happens to you? Have you thought about that? Have you really thought about after, right after you brush your teeth, especially like right after you get up from, you know, from sleeping 6, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, and you get up and you've just finished brushing your teeth and you're like, oh, you just go, I mean, your mouth feels so refreshed. It's so alive. Joy in the ordinary. Now, you may be laughing at me, and I'm so glad that you are, because that's the kind of joy you need to find in your life. We try to find our joy in all these special occasions, but quite honestly, we don't get those every single day. And if we did, they wouldn't be special anymore, would they? They would be ordinary. Joy in the ordinary. What do you have in your life that's ordinary? Maybe it's your puppy dog. I don't know. My puppy dog's the same yesterday as he was today. He may react a little bit differently with me versus on, you know, if I'm going through like these voice changes and all, he looks at me like, really, Mom? Why are you talking to me in that tone of voice? Every single time, no matter what he does, I can say something to him. And if I have a little bit of a happy chirp to my voice, his little tail starts to wiggle. And immediately I find joy within me, joy in the ordinary, something so simple in life. What about a clean kitchen? Oh my goodness. A clean kitchen is like the absolute best, especially when you wake up to a clean kitchen. Even doing the dishes, joy in the ordinary. Why? Because you end up, the result is what? A clean kitchen. And you get a satisfaction. Like, I did this. It's success. You begin to light up a little bit. But again, I think our expectations are we have to have these big, special, drawn-out events, these prom things, these wedding ideas. Like, if it's not big, like a vacation, did you know Your weekend right now, your weekend today can be joy in the ordinary. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything special to have joy this weekend. Joy in the ordinary, spending time together. Maybe it's so pretty outside that you can actually grill outside for the first time this season. I mean, we're starting to get nicer weather here, and I'm absolutely thrilled. Things are beginning to green up and blossom. Joy in the ordinary. What are you looking for today? What is filling your heart today? Are you waiting for something huge and magnificent to come? Something so gigantic and momentous that you can't help but be joyful. But what about those days that are just days that go on and you're just kind of going through the motions? You're sending the kids off to school. You're packing the lunches. You're fixing dinner. You're watching your favorite show. Maybe you go to an activity or two. Do you find joy in the ordinary? Maybe you've been walking around feeling a little empty lately. Is it because you haven't had any woo events? Anything, you know, totally like out of the ordinary to make you feel like life is worth living? You see, when we begin to find joy in the ordinary, you begin to find living your life extraordinary. You are absolutely amazing. You're incredible. But when you begin to feel empty and you're like, I just haven't laughed lately, then by golly, begin looking at the little things. You know, begin looking at the things. I mean, we have a hardwood floor, and this I know sounds so little. And some people would say that just kind of grosses me out. But our little bulldog, Rhino, he loves it when he gets certain treats. And oh, does he love it? And he leaves his slobber everywhere. He just drools. And the fun thing is most of the time we clean it up, but there's a few areas that sometimes we don't get them cleaned up. And so I'll come in after doing something from outside and the sun will hit just right on that hardwood floor and I'll see his little drops that have kind of dried. Yeah. And I look at them and my first thought is immediately going to, oh my gosh, my house is so dirty. And if I had someone come in right now, what would I do? But no, I don't allow my mind to go there. I allow my heart to say, I am so blessed by that little puppy dog. He makes me smile. Little dry, little googly things left over from his little treats. Joy in the ordinary. Now, if you can't smile at that, come on, really? You got to be laughing by now. What can you find joy in? The little things. The little things. I mean, even the times I think about, my son will come in every once in a while, and it's like he had a fight in his bed. And the bed won, absolutely won the battle. And his hair is like so every which direction. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, what happened last night? You know, I mean, really? And so he'll come in and say, Mom, can you comb my hair for me? I'm like, sure, sweetheart. Anytime they're still asking for that, you know, I'm willing to do it. Because pretty soon they'll be too old and they'll be, you know, wanting you more and further apart than arm's length. So you take it when you can get it. I'm just saying. So we'll go in and we'll comb his hair down. And it's neat because it's just a little joys in that. And then I can reflect back going, gosh, honey, I remember when you were a little thing. And I would hold you and I would sit there and comb your little hair. And we would let it grow long enough because we couldn't see it because it was so blonde. Joy in the ordinary. What are you going to find joy in today? Because you can. And I know you will. Don't think about life as always having to be a big event. Go out and smile today and find joy in the ordinary, which will make you extraordinary. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.